As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There are really, really cool sights in China, but the humidity and pollution and chaos of it all are oppressive. Yeah. It's a lot.
Okay.
It's not the kind of place that you go to relax. So, I mean, if you want to adventure, sure, you can go to China, but it's not a relaxing vacation. And same for India, the big cities especially. I mean, I've heard there are great places on the coast and other parts of India, but the places I went were pretty big, and they were so chaotic and not that great.
Power rank India, China, England, travel destination.
Best to worst?
Yeah.
England, one.
England, China, India, right?
I think that's right. England, China, India. Yeah, I think that's
all right. A couple of other people bringing up, hot spice talk here on the show. They're talking about the, like Jordan says, think of all the horrible things they did for spices just not to use them in any of their dishes. Talking about the British. And then a couple
that's true.
Yeah. Well, a couple of people talking about that. Apparently, the UK was able to bring spices in at a low cost to everyone with their domination in global trade centuries ago.
They basically just commandeered the trade route, right?
Yeah, and the rich people stopped using them to distinguish themselves from the poors. How about that? If that's true. Lots of hot spice commentary coming in on the text line. Okay, so Mike Rogaway, MLB to Portland. He is from Oregon Live, wrote a piece today. It's called Oregon Leaders Go to Bat for Ballpark, but Skeptics Say the Finances Don't Make a Lot of Sense. Okay, so here we go. We've got the sort of the deep dive into what's happening with MLB to Portland. And I thought that Mike, I don't know Mike, but I thought he did a pretty good job of laying it all out. I think there are some things in there that are not a concern or as much of a concern as he does. Or is he, you know, the way he presented it? And there are other things that are very fair and legit concerns. One of those is, and this is the first time anybody's really brought this up, because we don't really bother to dig into the minutiae of these things. But as we've been saying time and time again when talking about MLB to Portland, the devil is in the details. So the biggest concern is, will the taxes on the players, i.e. the jock tax that they've proposed, will it cover the $800 million that it says it will? That is not a guarantee, as he brought up. And so now you've got people going, well, wait a minute. How do you project that out? Well, it depends on the payroll of the team. It depends on the deals of the opposing players that play here. And it depends on the tax rate at the time. So it's a fair question to ask, but we don't know what the rates will be. So there's no good answer, only a projection. The thing there is, MLB is going to want a good answer. So that is something that MLB to Portland people are going to have to answer within the next 6 months to a year. And to me, that's where the owner comes in. I mean, this is just my opinion, but Portland, you know, the city is not going to bridge any financial gaps. It's just not.
No, that's not what we have here.
The owner's going to have to. And now the rub there is that owners, you know, they already have to pay so much money just for expansion fees, just to be an owner, that they often want the public to pay for these types of things. And, you know, I don't know what the cost of the stadium is going to be, but it's going to be north of $800 million, I'll tell you that. So there, that is a big question. It's a fair question. And before you read this article and go, oh, see, all the, you know, all the detractors, the word I'm looking for, are on the, they're on the doorstep with their pitchforks going, I told you. But they've been doing that the whole time. And I get the skepticism, I do. This is an uphill fight. And it remains an uphill fight. Portland's just tough. We're not getting stuff done like Salt Lake's getting stuff done.
No, we can't decide on anything. Nashville. We talk about this all the time here.
And so the Portland Diamond Project is an excellent group of people who have done a lot of legwork, but they're still fighting an uphill battle. Okay, so before we say, you could read this and go, see, there's too many questions. No, I think at the end of the article, if we really want to summarize this, this project is far enough down the road that the detail questions are now coming out. And that's a good thing. The bad part is that it doesn't seem like Portland is far enough along on answering those questions as the city they're competing with in Utah, which is Salt Lake. And that's a bad thing. So it is crunch time. I'd be willing to bet over the next 18 months or so, the Portland Diamond Project will make its idea more viable. But...
well, it feels like they have to because we're still just talking a lot in renderings and theories and principles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we're at that point now, and this article is a good indication of that. We're at that point where the pressure is on. Okay, the skeptics are at the doorstep. They've got their I told you so signs. Pressure's on for some real tangible answers to some of these devils in the detail questions. So at the end, and that's why at the end of this, now let me pull it up here real quick. I put a link to it in my notes. It's kind of a long read, but it's worth reading. Oregon Live today. At the end, Craig Cheek, the head of the Portland Diamond Project, is quoted as saying, bloop, 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 1 second. Boy, it is long, isn't it? My God. Scrolling. Bloop, 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 He says, we want to be building ahead of steam coming out of 2025 into 2026. Craig Cheek said he said the Portland Diamond Project wants to have all the pieces in place by next year, anticipating that's when Major League Baseball will get serious about selecting a site. And he said, quote, and this I think is the key quote, they put it right at the end of the article, the very last thing, he says, we're kind of on an 18-month sprint right now to do that, which tells you, hey, we don't have all the answers right now, but we're working on it. And before you dismiss them, because they don't have all those answers, I think we just need to wait and see how they answer those questions. But at this point, those questions are all quite fair. So the one thing in there, I mean, like let's be honest. If you're really being fair about this, Portland has been lapped not only by Vegas, who already got a team, but they've now been lapped by Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But the Portland Diamond Project has always talked about it being about timing. The stars have to align. And that means a lot of things have to come together at once, which is what they're trying to piece together all right now. So this space and time signifies it's time to start aligning those stars, which is why, again, I go back to the 18-month sprint quote. I think that's what he's saying. The crunch has begun. It sounds like they want to select a city on the West Coast and one in the East or in another time zone by 2028 and have them playing by 2030. Now, there are several other stars that need to align, you know, and I think a couple of those that he brought up are not all that big of a deal. From what I understand, and I'm out to, I will say, I'm out to Mike Barrett and I'm out to Craig Cheek, waiting to hear back is when they can come on and talk about some of this stuff. I'm guessing they're huddling right now. And, you know, they're working their tails off behind the scenes and maybe nothing to report yet. I'll let you know if they're willing to come on. But as of now, or at least the last time I talked to them, the environmental factor of Zedell Yard site wasn't that big of a hurdle. A lot of people are bringing that up because, you know, it used to be a shipyard.
Right.
And the soil and the environmentalists. And that has long been a problem with that site and a discussion on that site. But the only thing I have to go on is what the PDP guys said. And it is not, while it is a thing, it's not a major hurdle. It was kind of discussed in this article today, but not in depth. So there's probably more to dig into there, but I don't think that's a huge one. And the other one is the owner, you know. And look, I got to tell you, this is the first time I raised an eyebrow with something that Craig Cheek said. He said in this article today, he said, our ownership situation has tweaked a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's when I went, ooh. And that's the second I text him. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, and they hadn't given us any real indication on ownership in the first place.
No,
so,
no.
So but, so now it's changed. Was it?
Well,
it apparently wasn't ever. Okay.
Interesting. I don't think I don't think that it's that big of a secret where the money was coming from in general. If you've been listening around town or just know a few, it's out there. It's just they can't really say it publicly. So his quote was, the ownership structure has changed and tweaked a little bit. That was like, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean the big money is out? Because they've announced a lot of littler things like Russell Wilson was a part of it. None of that stuff matters. You need the big billionaire,
the real group of money.
Billionaires. Yeah, and they had that. It's just I'm wondering if he is saying that has changed. He said tweaked a little bit. Okay, hopefully it's not a major thing. But if the original person who was funding all this is gone, that's a big thing. Doesn't matter to a lot of people because they never knew who he was in the first place or who they were. But like I said, I've reached out to him and gotten no response yet. I'm going to keep trying. But that one is sort of a wait and see. The other one was, you know, Tim Boyle said Portland's more of a women's sports town. He said that in there. He's the Columbia guy. I mean, come on, Tim.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yes.
I mean, we might be great at supporting women's sports, but that doesn't make it more of a women's sports town. This is a great sports town when the sports scene is thriving, and we haven't given it that chance in a while.
Well, I just feel like, and take this from a guy who is from somewhere else. This just a little feedback, and I say it all the time with Blazer fans. I don't understand why Portland sells itself short so much in these areas. I don't get that. You can be more, you can have more, but not with that type of attitude. And yeah, that's Tim Boyle, who is one of our big money guys. He's one of the big voices here. I thought he was a big thinker. And he says, oh, I really like baseball, but we're more of a women's sports town. I don't know, man. I don't like that sentiment. I think it's wrong. I also think there was another quote in there from a guy who said, I think it was one of the senators, who said Major League Baseball is losing its fan base and it's only old people. That's a bad narrative. That's not true, particularly for the live experience. If, you know, you build the ballpark right, you make it fun, Portlanders will support it like they have every other sport in this town. So, you know, those are a couple of things that I thought were kind of bullsh in there, but there are others that are legitimate concerns. Worth a read. Mike Rogaway on MLB to Portland, OregonLive.com today. And like I said, we'll see what Barrett and Cheek have to say eventually. But I think they're nose to the grindstone right now. It is crunch time. You know, all these years we interviewed them, it was always like, well, you got time. And, you know, we don't know when. You know, sometimes you're just sitting on your hands waiting, and other times you're really moving to try to get everything just to align at the proper time. I think the latter is true right now, where they're really moving now. Because you got to talk about infrastructure around that ballpark. You got to talk about these questions about the bonds not being fulfilled by the jock tax. There's a lot of questions that people are having, and that's a, like I said, that's a good thing. Is that means you're further down the road, but they got to start answering.
Well, and realistically, you're competing against Salt Lake City, who are putting all their cards on the table. So you have that to worry about too.
That's right. That's a big one. I mean, that's a huge one. If this would be a totally different conversation if Portland was clearly, at least at one time, was the front runner for a team out,
or if
out
it
west.
Were a one horse race, if no one else's hat was in the ring. But well, I think that's not the case.
I think it was initially when they got right. on this, they jumped out to a nice lead, and then all hell broke loose. COVID and the homeless situation, and we all know what's happened here. So it's just things change, dynamics change, and Las Vegas jumped them, and now Salt Lake seems to have jumped them. So a lot of questions to be answered, and I'm hoping that they will give us the time to answer them for you right here on the show eventually. I don't know when that'll be, but I'm out to them. All right, coming up next, the college football playoff meetings. What's on the table when we return on The Fan?